Music.
Life.
Style. Lifestyle. Music. All come alive with Ian Scholes, your guide to popular culture. And now, here's Ian.
I first learned about Russia and the Cold War from film strips seen in the furnace room of Lewis and Clark grade school. Russia was seen as a grim, hard world. No Batman, no popsicles, just stubby, treacherous men with machine guns. Whenever Huntley and Brinkley talked about the Iron Curtain, I imagined a small, overstuffed parlor where fat, bald men swapped secrets in a foreign tongue as handsome Americans squatted uncomfortably behind the Iron Curtain, trying desperately to overhear what the fat men were saying. The Iron Curtain had a faded pink floral pattern and had the same consistency as steel wool. And that Iron Curtain was all that kept Boris from waltzing in America's back door and taking away the Motorola. Every Russian looked just like my Uncle Frank. Fat, with an ugly shiny suit, a size too big, huge gaps between large yellow teeth. Uncle Frank used to give me Batman comic books, which I liked, but then when he left, he'd steal them back. He gave me Dutch rubs and expected me to do something cute whenever he gave me a quarter. I wasn't afraid of Uncle Frank exactly, but I didn't look forward to his visits. Okay, that's a fifth grade view of politics, but it doesn't seem that far from Ronald Reagan's view. Ronald Reagan refused to go to Brezhnev's funeral because Khrushchev didn't go to Kennedy's. Ronald Reagan seems to believe that if we get a Brazilian astronaut, it'll somehow erase the billions of dollars Brazil owes us. And President Reagan has publicly stated that the gates of heaven are guarded by United States Marines. I don't even think Marines believe they're going to heaven, and Marines aren't the brightest people on the earth. Reagan reminds me of my Uncle Donald. Uncle Donald would insist on taking me to football games, even though I hated football. For birthdays, he'd buy me baseball caps, Argyle socks, when what I wanted were Batman comics and high-top sneakers. Kindly old uncle wasn't giving little nephew what he wanted, just what kindly old uncle thought I needed. America and the Soviet Union, two kindly uncles to a world that doesn't want them. Of course I don't want the communists to take away my comic books, but Uncle Ronnie, I want to read comic books, not live in them. I gotta go.
There are many waves in the currents of culture. Them with Ian Scholes. It's all rock and roll to him.